This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Modern Transportation World. We're about to speak to Roger Dames, who's the Deputy Executive Officer and Orange Line Project Manager at the Los Angeles County Metropolitan Transit Authority, MTA. Welcome back to Modern Transportation World.
Thank you.
We spoke in February of this year about the Orange Line, but we're here to do an update, and maybe you could begin by telling us where the Orange Line runs and how it fits into the rest of the metro system.
Well, the Orange Line is an extension of the Red Line subway system that goes from the terminus of the Red Line in North Hollywood west across the San Fernando Valley to Warner Center.
Okay. How far is the route?
That's about 14 miles.
And will people who take who switch over to the Red Line, how easy is the transition there between the bus and the subway?
Well, you basically get off the bus, walk across the street, and down into the entrance of the subway station.
Okay. And what was the initial date that the system was supposed to be up and running?
Originally, it was going to be for Labor Day.
Right.
And we're now targeting late October, a little bit later in the fall, primarily due to the heavy rains that we experienced in this last winter.
So figure Halloween or so?
Yeah, that's what we're targeting. So late October, early November.
Okay. How much is it going to cost to ride this bus?
The same throughout our system, $1.50 per boarding or $3 for a day pass. And it's the same as other forms of transit within the MTA system.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about the buses that are going to run. These are the NABI 60 BRTs?
Yes.
And what makes them special? What?
Well, they are low floor, makes it a lot easier for boarding. They are powered by compressed natural gas, and they are articulated, so that means they can bend in the middle. They are as maneuverable as a regular 40-foot bus. But they're very sharp looking. They'll be generally silver in color, and they will be very comfortable, air conditioned, and we're the first 60-foot articulated natural gas powered buses around.
Have they been delivered yet?
Yes, we have. We're buying some 200 of them, of which the first 22 we're paying for out of the Orange Line, and the buses that will be used to open the Orange Line have all been delivered and are in storage in our bus divisions in the San Fernando Valley.
How much do they cost each?
They're about $650,000 apiece.
And are they going to be also available on other lines in the city, in the county?
Yes, eventually they'll be added to some of the other most heavily traveled lines, such as Wilshire Boulevard.
Okay, and you're saying that they run on compressed natural gas.
Yes.
Now, I actually have set up a new website in the last 2 days called Plug-in Hybrid Electric Vehicles, talking about some breakthrough technologies that are essentially retrofitting Toyota Priuses with bigger lithium-ion batteries to allow a further range with rechargeable batteries. Is there any possibility that you know about where a similar technology might be employed in combination with the compressed natural gas engines on these new NABI buses that might make them even less polluting and even more efficient?
I'm not familiar with that, but at some point in time, if a manufacturer were to try to do that, MTA might entertain getting something like that and putting it into a testing program.
You pretty much have a commitment to using the best, most efficient, and modern technology in your systems, don't you?
That, and we are particularly concerned with air pollution, and you know that's why MTA has made a commitment to get away from diesel buses. And all our new buses use compressed natural gas.
Okay. What do you expect the ridership, the number of passengers that are going to be using the system to start with and ramping up towards what kind of figure?
We are anticipating approximately 20 to 22,000 in the year 2020, and although we don't have an official estimate in the first year, I would expect personally expect something on the order of 15,000.
That's 15,000 riders a day?
Yes, weekday boarding.
Weekday boarding, unique passengers coming and going, about 15,000. Mm-hmm. And how much traffic do you expect this is going to take off the 101?
That's hard to say. So I couldn't give you an exact number on that. I think it will, as time goes by, people, particularly rush hour commuters that are headed all the way downtown, I think will be a favorable alternative to that. But I can't give you a precise number.
Okay, and what kind of upgrades are taking place on north-south routes to feed into this east-west line?
Those would be just adjusting schedules.
Right.
And they'll be primarily continuing the existing service. Since I'm in construction, I don't have the latest information on scheduling. I think that would be a question if you wanted to interview John Cato or someone in operations, they could probably give you a more thorough answer.
Okay. Mention some of the major stops on this route. How many stops are there so that people who live near them can be especially excited to know that they can board this bus relatively conveniently?
Okay. Well, starting from the west, the end of the line is in Warner Center.
Right.
Then we headed to east. We have stops at DeSoto and Winnetka and Pierce College.
Right.
At Tampa Avenue, Reseda, Balboa, Woodley, and Sepulveda, where we have a major park-and-ride lot of
right.
approximately 1,200 spaces. At Van Nuys Boulevard, Woodman Avenue, Valley College, Laurel Canyon, and then our eastern terminus at North Hollywood.
Okay, now one distinctive aspect of this is that it's running on a busway. How uninterfered with by other cross-traffic is this line designed to be?
Well, we have 31 intersection crossings.
Right.
Of the busway, but in between these intersections, it is restricted, basically a two-way highway restricted solely to MTA vehicles.
And does the system use the same kind of transponders that the Rapid Bus uses to extend green lights and so on?
They're similar, but then when they talk to the different computers and the traffic signals, they're controlled by separate software that is utilized by the Los Angeles Department of Transportation, but then they also feed into a central computer system we have in our building downtown that can, by knowing where the bus is and its schedule, send a message to the station platforms to indicate the next bus arriving in 2 minutes or 3 minutes based on knowing actual position of where the bus is and its anticipated travel time.
And is that anticipated arrival time transmitted and displayed for travelers at the stations?
Yes, via variable message on the platforms.
Okay, and say a little bit about the state-of-the-art ticketing arrangements that will be available for this bus.
Well, we're in the process of all of MTA converting to what we call the universal fare system, which will ultimately use as an electronic media. So your bus pass, if somebody buys a pass, will have stored information on it. And if someone has a pass, then instead of buying a ticket, they can go past a machine as they walk towards the platform called a standalone validator that will magnetically sense that you have a bus pass. Or alternatively, a person can purchase a ticket for a single boarding or day pass, and this is something that we will be implementing and ultimately will be implemented throughout the MTA system.
Okay. This is a somewhat delicate question, but this is sort of a double-edged sword. In terms of video surveillance within the buses, some people like to know that there's video surveillance so they'll be safe. Some people are worried about their privacy. What's the situation regarding video surveillance on these buses?
That's something I would have to check on to give you a good answer. I can tell you specifically on the platform.
Right.
We have typically four CCTV cameras on each platform pointed in different directions to get full coverage of that.
Right.
And those are monitored in our headquarters building in downtown Los Angeles. We have just installed that system, and it's undergoing testing at the present time. And so I just this earlier this week was able to, in our headquarters building, go down and view people out, construction workers, putting on some of the finishing touches on the various station platforms, but viewing that from our offices in downtown L.A.
Okay, and how much is the budget for this project, not counting the buses, I guess, or both counting the buses and not, in terms of the construction?
Well, overall, the entire project complete is approximately $340 million. That includes the bike path project that is we're building for the city of Los Angeles.
Right. Say a little bit more about that bike path and what it will make available to people.
Okay, what we have is for the majority of the length of the busway, there's also a separate and dedicated bike path.
Right.
That will go along parallel to the busway through a landscape surrounding. And we have that. There's some type of bike path from end to end. On the eastern end where we are running in the center of Chandler Boulevard,
right.
There's not sufficient width to have a dedicated bike path, so it is a bike lane denoted right. by striping in the city street. But for the rest of the area, again, with a small exception on White Oak Avenue, we have dedicated bike path that is right running on MTA property.
Is that a two-way separated bike path? Or?
Yes, it's actually three lanes. It's got one lane for pedestrians, and then it has two lanes, one in each direction for bicycles.
Okay. And finally, what? How close to meeting your budget are you?
We expect to stay within that budget.
Okay. And finally, reiterate again when the line is likely to be open and what kind of events or publicity you'll be doing to try to attract riders to the system?
Well, we're targeting late October or early November. We haven't announced an official opening date, but it would be in that time frame. And we would have an opening day ceremony probably on a Saturday that would involve free rides and then some events at some of the park and ride stations. Our marketing group would be putting out appropriate announcements when the time has come, and definitely be an opportunity for people to ride the system for free.
The whole system, or just the whole system, or just the orange line?
The orange line
right.
for free. Yeah,
okay.
And get familiar with it, as well as get more information overall on the MTA at some of these events.
Okay, I hope sometime maybe in mid-October we can talk again and get the final pre-announcement information and help people learn about this innovative modern transportation system that's going to make a lot of people's lives easier, we all hope.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much for talking to us today on Modern Transportation World.
Goodbye.
Bye.